Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day. But yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is Friday, September 18th, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne, and I can't believe we are midway through September already. The leaves are changing. It's starting to get a little nippy out there for us that live up in the Northeast and Midwest and all that. Definitely fall. Favorite time of year. Let's see, people. I have some calendar updates. On Monday, Ohene Cornelius, he is an amazing singer, amazing actor, and he will be coming by to chat with me. And I'm sorry, the chat room is not open, so if you guys are out there and you're listening, I don't know what's going on with the chat room. I'm trying to figure that out as I'm talking to you, so bear with me. Also, on the 23rd of September at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the beautiful Lisa LoCicero from General Hospital, Miss Olivia Falconeri, will be joining me also at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So stay tuned for the calendar updates and more to come. Live Help is trying to check on the chat room, so you guys just chill out a minute. You know, I am on Twitter. Find Stardish Radio on Twitter, and you could tweet me questions for Mark if that's the problem and the chat's not working. So anyway, let's get on with the show, people. Two damaged souls finding their way to each other and trying to make sense of the crazy world around them, that has long been one of the keys to soap opera gold. And so it goes right now on ABC's One Life to Live, whose fans have fallen madly in love with an emotionally scarred Navy SEAL named Brody Lovett, who came to Landview still hung up on a woman from his past and who has fallen madly in love with another woman, one who might hold his future. The talented man who plays him is a Virginia native who honed his craft in Boston and London, and he was just an audition or two from walking away from his dream before hitting it big in the world of soaps. Millions of fans wholeheartedly agreed that the world of soaps is damn lucky to have him. And we are lucky. He has come by the show for a repeat, second time, to let us know what's going on in Landview and in the life of Brody and Jessica. Please give a warm Stardish welcome to the exciting and the amazing Mark Lawson.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
How are you? Everything's great.
I'm good, thanks.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for that great introduction.
Well, you know what? I mean every word I say, but I can't take the credit for writing. I have a writer, too.
Okay.
I couldn't get my way out of a paper bag, Mark, but that all goes to Brandon, definitely my very dear friend Brandon. So I'm so excited to have you back. You were here last in July of
right.
last year, and you were just kind of getting settled in and weren't really sure what was going to happen, but I'll tell you, they brought your character one hell of a long way.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, you know, when I first got the job, right at a year and a half ago now, I wasn't really sure. I thought I was going to maybe be on for, you know, I thought I'd have a good run and maybe do 3 months, maybe 6 months. Because, you know, even when they sign you for a big contract, you still don't really know how far the story's going to go.
Right.
But I've been very, very happy. And the funny thing is, from day one on the show, I was kind of trying to figure out, you know, what's Brody going to do? What can he do after he has this crazy meltdown, and how is he going to be redeemable? And the thing that I've always said was that I hoped that, one, he kind of always got to keep the real kind of sturdy, old-school kind of manness about him, but also that he would become a cop. And I feel like we've gotten to do both of those things, and I'm very excited. I couldn't be more excited for the way the show has been treating me for the last, you know, well, since I started.
Yeah. Well, your first air date was I believe April 24th. So you've been, you know, on air since April of last year, and it definitely has come a long way. And you went from this guy who just kind of came in there to hook up again with an old flame, but in the process was paid to do it. And they did redeem the character well. And now you're with one of the Buchanan girls, that may just end up being your future there.
Oh, absolutely. I think I really do believe that they've done a great job establishing the love story between Brody and Jessica. And, you know, especially with the stuff that aired this week, it's, you know, I can kind of reveal now that a lot of the backstory that I've been playing all along is what Brody wants more than anything is a family. And I, you know, on the things that aired this week, I finally actually got to say that. And just working with Bree and working with everyone kind of in that part of the, on that part of the canvas has really been a great blessing for me, because I've gotten to work with some wonderful people. And the truth is, and I have to say this, waking up in that hospital bed and having those scenes with Bree, in a way, and having those scenes with Erica and Bob and Brian Kerwin, it really felt like kind of me finally getting put on the team. You know what I mean? I felt like for a little while they were letting me work, but I kind of still felt like, you know, the JV player. And I feel like now they've really let me start to play with the big team, and I'm very, very happy for that. And it does feel like, it actually feels to me like a family. So it's funny how kind of life and art are mimicking each other kind of back and forth.
Right. So Brody's on the varsity team and making his way through Lanzio. I love it. You have been doing some incredible stuff on there. Tell me about, because you're starting to work with just about everybody now.
Yeah, no, it's great.
So how, okay, Brody's a police cadet. If Brody's a police cadet, how did he get into this whole mess going on with the drug dealers?
Well, Brody had applied to the, listen to me, I get confused sometimes. Well, you know, Brody was applying to the academy kind of on a long shot. He, in his head, it was kind of a long shot. And John McVain, Michael Easton's character, realizes he needs somebody who is under the radar and isn't already an established cop to take care of Cole, of Brandon Buddy's character. And so he pulls me in and, you know, tears up my application in front of me, which almost kind of goes into a, made me kind of go into a Brody rage. I kind of wanted to flip his desk over. But then, you know, then I find out that I'm actually kind of getting to do the things that I was trained to do in another life. So it was a lot of fun for me to get to play those kind of those revealing moments between just John and Brody.
Mm-hmm. And working with closer to Brandon. And
right.
Like you're all meshing very well together. So I'm assuming that Brody's just gonna become a full fledged cop now. Forget about the academy. So you just made it in.
Yeah. Well, and in fact, the commish even says that. You know, said that I think on Wednesday's episode. He said, you know, now you're, you know, the Landview PD is proud to have you. So yeah, Brody's a cop, and very happy.
Well,
and with his girlfriend's backup, so that's great.
Right? I've only read what happened this week because my son actually accidentally erased everything on the VR because he was trying to record Wizards of Waverly Place movie, but he hit record for every time it came on. So it just kind of just erased everything. So it's cute, but okay, whatever.
Well, you'll get it on the marathon this weekend on Soap.
Yeah. I'll have to record it because they don't have you guys on until I think it starts at like midnight over there. I just want to reiterate to everybody in the chat room, I am on Twitter right now and I'm reading it because my chat room is not coming up for some reason. I know yous are in there, so go on Twitter for your questions for Mark, or you can call 347-945-5423. So that's the joy of live radio. Come on and join me in live Twitter then. I'm working on getting it up. Well, that didn't sound right. But, yeah. So, now, working with Bree, how was, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, we actually did talk about this, but not on the air a while back. I saw that's what it was pretty much leading up into. Were you a little nervous about that? Because she was coming off that, you know,
big
Nash storyline, you know?
Well, you know, I think you kind of go into any new working relationship, not necessarily nervous, but just trying to figure out what the dynamics are going to be. I knew that she was a powerhouse. So
mm-hmm.
I knew enough to kind of let her lead to start and just mm-hmm. establish that I'm not going to what I most wanted to do was try to allow us both to take the lead in different ways. And by just kind of hanging back the first couple, you know, only really the first couple days we worked together, because we ended up hitting it off really fast, and we went out to dinner, I think, the night after we first taped together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nice. It was immediately a friendly working relationship, and it's grown into being a real trusting, just honest, genuine friendship outside the studio as well. So it's really it's really been a nice journey working with Bree.
Mhm. Well, let's see here. I have some callers on the line. Let's go over here to area code 201. You're on the phone with Mark Lawson. What's your name?
Joanne, it's Tony Ann.
Hey, Tony Ann. Say hi to Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Tony Ann. How are you?
Very well. Actually, I just wanted to call in and congratulate you on the work you've been doing. It's been from the time they placed you in the storyline of losing Shane up on Lantano, you've just taken off from there. And like Joanne said, when they brought you in, I kind of couldn't get a feel of what they were going to do with your character. So to see you come this far and get the material and the storylines you're getting at this point, it's just a very, very pleasant thing to see. And you're doing excellent with it.
So much. Thank you. I'm very happy with it. So I appreciate you. I mean, you know, we all work really hard at it, so I really appreciate hearing that.
And I also wanted to say, more than likely, you probably don't remember this because it's such a fast-paced event, but I was at Broadway Cares this year, back in March.
Okay.
And I met you for about all of 2.5 seconds. You guys. And I just want to say thank you, because there were some people that were very much just like rushing by, and you actually did stop for the minimal time they allowed you. And you talked for 2 minutes. And for those of you who are listening who don't know, Mark has a hidden talent, has a very, very, very good voice.
Oh, spill it, Tony Ann.
He did Anthem.
He's a crooner.
He did Anthem from Chess at Broadway Cares. And it was, unfortunately, I didn't get it on video, but it was spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, that really was that was kind of a scary thing for me, but it was one of those. It was kind of one of those things where you set a big challenge for yourself, and I hadn't sung on stage in front of people for about 6 years, and I just decided I really needed to scare myself a little bit, because at that point I'd started to get kind of comfortable on the show, and I needed to do something else to kind of freak me out, and that certainly did it. But it was a lot of fun, and thank you so much for saying that.
Well, I had front row seats, so there was no chance that I misheard anything, and you were spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful.
I was happy to do it.
Happy to have you do it. But I have one other question for you. It's not really for me. It's for a friend of mine who was supposed to be listening. I don't know where she is, my friend Amy. But she'd be unbelievably nervous to call in, so I told her I would ask for her.
Okay.
She gave Bree a poster at Fan Club Weekend. Did you happen to see it?
I don't know if I did.
She gave Bree a giant poster of Jess and Brody that a bunch of fans put together. So you guys.
Really? She doesn't show me that. I'll have to ask her about it.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't just get her in trouble, but.
No getting Bree in trouble with fans. She's spectacular.
Yeah, she's
either
one
of you
in trouble. Oh,
thank you. Thank you for all your hard work, guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Tony Ann. Have a good night.
You too.
So, Mark, how has all of this been settling in with you and dealing with the fans and stuff? Because you see now that the fans are extremely loyal. And once they get behind you, it's kind of like, they're stuck there, you know, and they're not going to leave. So, you know, you got all these fan events that you go to. How are you dealing with all that?
I feel like I'm dealing pretty well with it. The truth is, I'm still kind of living on both coasts, so mm-hmm. I tend to get recognized more when I'm in New York. When I'm in LA, I kind of just feel like just another guy. So, mm-hmm. But when I'm in New York, it's just I have no complaints about it. It's just sort of a daily affirmation when you go out there and somebody says nice work. It's just a great feeling, but it also requires me to check it every now and then.
Now, what about this big move down to all my children's studios? Pretty soon.
I'm sorry,
no?
Could you repeat that for me?
The all my children moving to the West Coast and you guys moving down into their studios.
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie. I have mixed feelings about it because I think it's great that the studio is behind the show, but like I said, I'm still kind of doing both. So there's a big part of me, I'm not going to lie, that kind of went, well, we could have moved.
Right, to California.
Why didn't we move? Yeah. But I also am really enjoying my time living in New York as a working actor. It's just a great experience.
Right. Now, have you been on the All My Children studios? If so, like, how do they differ from
I haven't. I wish I could give you more insight there, but I haven't gone over there yet. And mm-hmm. I never made it over before the announcement, and I would feel a little strange going over there while they're still filming there, because I know that there's... You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you're not going to leave that, are you? You're going to leave that because I could use that in my room.
Let me pick out my dressing room, get your crap out and go.
Well, don't move. I'm just going to measure quick and I'll be out of your hair.
That's funny. Oh, my God, I could just see that. But, I'm curious to see what the difference is and why, you know, like what was the necessity of it all. You know, I mean, maybe AMC studios are bigger. I don't know. I've never seen the inside of them, but, you know. Hey, look, the stairs are longer. It gives more place for your fans to sit. It's bigger in that aspect. I know that much. They've got.
Well, there might be a bat escape, too. I've been asking if there how many entrances and exits there are. So
there's three, I believe.
There's gonna be, yeah. Oh, you guys already know that, huh?
there's like three. Yeah, but you know what? Nobody goes to the other ones, really. How do you think Susan Lucci and all them get in and out of there? They never go through the common entrance.
The common entrance. Yeah, I keep wondering if there's like a back cave entrance at the studio that I just don't know I don't know which rock to push and the secret door opens up.
I'll let you know. Don't worry about it. I know how to keep you away from them. All right, let's go over here to Tony from Chicago. Tony, say hi to Mark.
Hi, Joanne. Hey, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
That's good. You know, I've spoken to you in over a year, man. Yeah, I remember we talked about this about a year, about this time last year, or a little more than a year ago when you first started on the show and, you know, was involved in the Rex and Gigi thing. And
right.
You know how long you was going to be on the air. Now, here all of a sudden they put you with Jessica, you and Bree together, it's Brody and Jessica, and boom, instant couple.
I think they established this, but I think, yeah, I think as soon as you saw the two of us in St. Anne's, it's kind of like, well, I think we know where this is going.
I thought a mile away I was going, say, okay, hooking these two up, I'm like, okay, that's how this works.
Yeah.
And a few months later, guys are a full-blown couple now.
Well, I think they did a really nice job of kind of waving the flag in front of your face saying, this is what we're going to do, but then they did a really nice job of slowing it down and establishing it. So I was very happy with the way they did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know what's going to, well, like I said, you know what's going to happen, and they just let it evolve in a nice way, I think.
Right.
Yeah, and I also love the stuff that he's been doing involving the drug storyline, again, with involving him, Cole, and John, and Bo to catch the drug dealers and rescue Sarah and Hope. Were those stunts very hard to do in those areas in that storyline?
Oh, the stuff in the warehouse?
Yes.
It was a big day. I mean, we shot all of that in one day. And, you know, sort of at that point, when they pull me in on a day like that, I'm the guy who's just ready to sit there and not leave the studio because there's fights to rehearse. I tried to make all of that look as effortless as possible. I'm not sure if I succeeded, but I definitely was on set, running up and down those steps, and you know, practicing with the hat stores and all that stuff. So there was a lot going on, and you bring in some actors who are new to daytime or new to the pace and how quick it goes, and then you throw them into a fight scene as well. You know, I kind of was trying to do my part, watching out for those guys too.
Right.
But for me, the stunt stuff, the scariest stunt, I have to admit, was when I had to hand the baby to, Star when she climbs down the ladder. And we were on a platform about 8 or 9 feet in the air, and that's the real baby. At first it was going to be the prop baby, but we realized how clearly we were going to see the baby, so we threw in the real baby. And I was terrified because I got the mom on set, I've got, you know, the nannies there watching. All of a sudden it seemed like there was 5 times as many people on set as there normally are. And that was kind of a trip. But for me, the actual fight stuff, you know, the actual stunt work, that's gravy for me. I love doing that stuff. You could have Brody get his butt kicked every week, and as long as he got a couple of licks in, I would be happy, and I would never leave the studio.
he's going to be a full-fledged police officer. He's going to get more action than he thinks.
I hope so. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay. Oh my
God. No, he can't be the milkman.
It's all right there, Mark. All right, buddy. Listen, thanks a lot. Continue success on the show, and I hope we see more, not only with Brody, the police officers, more with Brody and Jessica and what their relationship is going to go. I'm looking forward to it. A lot more.
Great. Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All
right. Thanks, Tony.
Bye. Bye.
Where did you shoot those? In New Jersey?
No, inside, you know, the outdoor stuff, I'm not sure where they shot that, to be honest. I didn't actually have to be on location, but I thought they did a wonderful job of blending it. What's that?
Mm-hmm. Tony, what'd you say?
I think it was in New Jersey.
Yeah, I know they've been going back and forth, like Alpine, New Jersey, and a couple places in New York, so I'm not sure exactly where that one was.
Yeah, because there was quite a few people, even critics, if you want to call them that, soap critics, that were amazed at the way they were shot. They were really shot very, very well, because a lot of location stuff doesn't usually come out that well because of the time allotted, but they really did come out very well.
Oh, I thought they nailed it, and I really feel like, I mean, that all goes to the production staff. It goes to our directors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on that particular episode, it was Larry Carpenter. And you know, we just have an amazing crew that really knows how to put it together on location, and they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they make it possible to do something in 1 or 2 takes.
Right.
So it's really a credit to them. And, you know, I also think that's one of the ways that the technology is evolving, and I think that's one of the things that soaps are going to have to do is – and it makes it more interesting to watch, because our cameras nowadays, you can pick up every little speck on the wall on a
mm-hmm.
set. You know? So to get us outside into a real environment, I think really opens up the spectrum of the show.
Right, right. Well, I just want to update everybody in the chat room. I did everything that these people told me to do, and it's still not working. So I can't see you. I know you all can see each other. So 347-945-5423. Stop being telephone shy and just call in. Or hit me up on Twitter at Stardish Radio, and I'll see your questions there, because for whatever reason, this stupid chat room don't want to work for me. And I just can't be bothered with it, because I'm not in the technological part of it. So that being said, we're going to move on to area code 512. 512, you're on the phone with Mark Wilson.
Hey, Joanne, it's Brandon. How you doing?
Hi, Brandon. I didn't even recognize your number. It's been so long.
Yeah, I'm at work tonight, so I called in to listen to the show. I don't really have a question, but I could ask a question if you want me to.
Of course. This is Mark Wilson. Ask away.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Oh,
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing
very well.
Real
quick. Let me interrupt. Mark, this is the gentleman who wrote your intro.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you for that wonderful intro.
You're
the first
welcome.
Thing I said to Joanne was how great that intro was.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you.
You know, I have a question about your role in kind of the two episodes that kind of climaxed the baby switch. You know,
okay.
You had a great scene.
Oh, I'm sorry. In the baby switch, not the kidnapping.
No, the end of when the babies were returned to each other. You know, the end of that storyline.
Oh, okay. Enough. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you had a great scene at the end of that where Jessica was up in the nursery, sitting on the floor crying, and you just walked in, and you could see all the devastation and all the love for her in your eyes. You know, I'm just wondering, when you get a script like that where it's an important episode for the show and you know it and you have a crucial role in it, what goes through your mind when you're preparing your performance?
Brandon, that's an awesome question, and I wish we would get asked more questions like that. I really do. Because that's actually us talking about the work and not the characters by themselves. You know, it's about our relationship to the character, and I really appreciate that. So let me see if I can answer it. Well, the thing is, when you get a script like that, a lot of the time, there's no big... I wish sometimes that they did, but there's no big highlighter marks on the script already saying, this is a huge scene, make it really good. I wish they would do stuff like that.
You don't know how to be on screen.
Right. So it's kind of... I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, when you're reading the raw script, you don't know how it's going to play, is what I think you're saying.
Right, exactly. And but what I do know is how important the story is to the character of Jessica, and I know because it's so important to her, it's as important to Brody because she's the most important thing to him. So, and I was talking about earlier tonight about how since I started the show, I've been playing Brody's backstory of all he really wants in life is a family, and he starts dating her, and she has this beautiful little baby who he instantly falls in love with. And the fact that it's not his baby anymore either, and just his sense of loss informs how much greater hers is. And so as an actor, when I get that, I make it as equally important to me to see her devastated like that as it is for her to realize the truth. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And for me, that's where the money in acting is. You know, I try to be an actor that is equally physical and masculine and tough as he is vulnerable and not feminine but just emotionally available to the people who matter to him. And I've also always kind of played that the only person that ever gets Brody to smile is Jessica. So if she's his joy, no, seriously, I only let Brody smile when she's in the room. And
I love it. I love it.
These are giggles of joy. Okay.
Of course, I love it.
That's very sweet. Something that I haven't really noticed, but I'm gonna look for that now.
Well, it's just kind of one of my little touchstones for myself. It's one of the ways when you have a lot of material that I find that if you have little rules for yourself like that, it helps you stay the course. But so if she's his joy and he sees her devastated, he feels it even more, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, everybody did magnificent work in that storyline, but yours was the performance that really knocked me out. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you so much.
I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate hearing that. I bust my ass for that job, and I love it. So thank you.
I'll put you back on
the line,
Brandon. All right, honey.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Take care.
And you know, Mark, you do have an infectious smile. So when that's why I started laughing, because I could picture you smiling. So it makes you smile. So.
Well, I'm not saying that you can track everything I've done as Brody and not watch me smile. Like, I smile around Shane. He's another one that I smile around, but they haven't put me with him in forever, so nobody sees that anymore.
I know. Oh, I know. Do you miss working with him?
I do, because, you know, Austin's just a great young actor, and he's a great young man, and I like... You know, I'm the oldest of four, so I kind of have a big brother complex anyway. So with him, I really feel like I get to kind of look out for him, even though, like I've always said, he has way more work experience than I do. And actually, you know, he's more of an old man than I am.
He's been in quite a few things. Definitely. And Eddie Alderson as well. He's another one that's getting praised this year. These kid actors are really, really stepping up their game.
I'm sorry, I'm drinking water. Yeah, absolutely they are. I mean, between he and Eddie Alderson and Chanelle Edmonds, I thought did some amazing stuff this week.
Yeah, she did.
You know, I see that sometimes she gets some flack on, like, online, because, but, you know, I always read that stuff. But I tell you what, I was on set the day that that girl broke down over her brother being shot and being in a coma and may not make it. And I have never seen a more, I mean, honestly, it ties with anything I've seen some of the really great people I've been able to watch now.
Mm-hmm.
She was just so emotional, so available, so free, and those tears were real. And I was watching her in the monitor, and I was crying watching her. And I ran up to her and I said, "You better, whatever you did just now, because she's a young actress and they don't necessarily have a foundation yet." I went up to her and I said, "You go home and you write down, you don't even go home, go to your dressing room and write down everything you were feeling just now, because in 10 years you're going to look back on that and go, wow, how did I do that?"
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I think she's incredible. I think all of the younger people on the show are.
Yeah. Well, Kristen, I have to give major props to, because, I mean, the girl's been on the show since she's 7, so, I mean, and for her to evolve into the stories that she's doing, and you working, you know, with her, it's, you have to see, you know, that's how much she's grown.
It's really great to watch her, because when you're with her and she's got that baby, you believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's her baby.
That's so cute.
When she's on set with that baby, it's pretty amazing. So getting to play that part of the storyline with her was a lot of fun.
Aw, so cute. All right, let's move over here to area code 708. You're on the phone with Mark Wilson. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Christy from Lee's on Radio.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Christy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to call and ask a little question about my favorite couple from On Life to Live. I kind of watch One Life to Live on the side because my other favorite soap opera, General Hospital, has been really disappointing. So I kind of like,
oh, so we're back to JV. There we go. I see.
Oh.
So you and Bree on the show, Jessica and Brody, are like my favorite couple now because my other couples didn't really work out on One Life to Live. And you guys are pretty steady staying together. So I hope they don't rip you guys apart, because that would crush me. But,
I appreciate that. I think it might crush me too.
I'd be bummed. So I was wondering what your favorite Jessica and Brody scene is that you know so far.
That's a great question. That's tough, because I really like some of the early stuff, like our first day when we're around each other, where it's kind of like, whoa, I'm crazy, but this girl's really crazy, you know? But I also really, really, I cherish the scene that when she is in the nursery crying about Chloe, and I get to tell her that I'm in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
I would say between that and, maybe even, I don't know, they kind of stack on top of each other, you know what I mean? The recent stuff that turns out really good ends up being my favorite. So I also really felt like Bree was there for me and helped me have my single best day of acting so far, which actually aired this week, which was in the hospital after I've had the steak pulled out of my stomach. And she basically tells me, I realize she doesn't want me to be a cop, and she asked me what I want, and I say, well, what I've always wanted is a woman I love, kids, a family, and I just started bawling on the day. It just wasn't planned, it just happened, but she makes that possible, because she makes me so relaxed on set. So that's one of my other favorites, those two, I think, in the nursery and in the hospital ER after I've started to recover.
Thank you. Yeah, I love the chemistry between you guys. It's really great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Christy.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, gosh. So, Bree and everyone is saying that Bree got robbed this year for the Emmy.
I think so, too. Well, listen, I have to be kind of careful here, because I actually judge that category. And I will tell you, I'm really tough, and I was making it really hard on Brie, and she still was my top.
Hmm.
You know, I don't want to knock anybody, but my money was on Brie.
Right. Well, I agree.
I have to be a little diplomatic here.
Yeah, but you know what though, I can see that. I mean, I can't understand how she didn't make it in that either. I mean, after the work that she put in, but that's like the thing going around is how she got robbed on that one. So I don't know. All right, let's move on to area code 917. You're on the phone with Mark Wilson.
Hi, it's Sammy Kreitz. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I just wanted to say you can't have your cake and eat it too. Either you're going to be a cop or you're going to have a wife.
Well, I think that just makes for good drama, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The choice is going to be tough. I like Bree. She's a sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart, that's for sure.
I just wanted to say hello.
Well, hello.
Okay. Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks, Joanne.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Let me ask you, how many people, I mean, not a day, but how many times do you walk outside the studio, sitting on those little steps or right around the corner, do you see almost like every day? I mean, people are there, even though they may have seen you once. They'll come back 6, 7, 8 times in a week.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I think it happens more in the summer months. I think we're getting kind of to the end of it for the year. Well, maybe
right.
not. It'll probably keep happening through, like, October. But
right.
as soon as it gets cold, who wants to hang out there?
Okay.
But it's really nice. It's really reaffirming.
Well,
you know, and I'm kind of going,
there.
Man.
I was out there and
yes, you were.
In your navy whites. Oh, yeah. You're looking handsome as ever.
Well, thank you.
That uniform. And you guys did a real. I wanted to. I'm glad I said that because I would have forgot. I wanted to say that you've looked amazing on the Emmys. You and Bree, the officer and.
Thank you very much. I mean, we were up there with some good-looking people, though, so I appreciate you saying that.
No, oh please, puff, puff, puff. No, it was. You've looked really good, really, really good. All right, let's move over here to area code. Where am I? Come on, switch word 813. You're on the phone with Mark Wilson.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
This is Maggie.
Maggie, how are you? That's my sister's name.
Hey. You are amazing.
Thank you, Maggie. That really means a lot to me. I really put a lot into it, so thank you very much.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
I want to know how it works to work with the Baby Hope.
What's it like to work with Baby Hope?
Yeah.
I love working with the babies because they're triplets, and each one has kind of a different personality. And I love, you know, there's one that's a little tougher, and I like to try to make her smile. So,
yeah.
They're really a lot of fun to work with. It gives me a little baby fever myself, actually.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I love babies. I love babies.
Me too, especially with some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and I love Winston doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Winston.
We're working hard.
Yeah. Joanne, when will Winston be on again?
I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to her, Maggie, and we'll see what we could do.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Maggie?
She's a huge, huge fan of Kristen.
She's great. Thank you. Thank you, Maggie. And she's probably still listening.
Yeah, she is. Oh, yeah, she is. She's a very huge fan of Kristen. Let's move over here to area code 904. You're on the phone with Mark Wilson.
Hello, it's just me, Georgette. I'm listening.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm trying to listen because my laptop doesn't have sound on it anymore, period. And it's going to cost like $400 to get it fixed because something in the motherboard broke. And
that's not good.
So I have to listen through my phone, and then it stinks because, like, there's a lot of things I go online to listen to, and I can't, so I have to go downstairs. But I'm getting a MacBook soon, so all is well.
Okay, good.
All right. I'm excited. But I was just listening. Just want to say you've been doing a great job on the show. Finally giving you some meaty storyline. It's about time.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm very happy with how it's going.
That's good. That's good. Guy's been doing good. The one with the – that didn't even look like – you know how you were talking about earlier, someone asked you about the baby? You said you're on
right.
8- and 9-inch platforms, like when you're putting her down with the ladder when Star
right.
was going down. Didn't even look that high up, but was it really that high up? Wow.
It was. Well, I'm pretty short, so maybe it wasn't that high, but it felt like it to me.
Oh, man. Oh, anyways, keep up the great work. And
thank you so much.
I hope to see you soon.
Oh, thank you.
Mark,
okay.
You're always knocking yourself in your height. Gosh.
Well, I got to do it first. I got to beat everybody to the punch.
Oh, please. Please, please. So baby fever, huh, Mark?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's a lovely feeling, isn't it? Thank God I got my 2 over and done with. All right, let's go over here to area code 954. Wait, where are you? 954.
Man, not to be a buzzkill, I'm going to have to wrap it up here in a minute, I think.
Okay.
Here in a few.
Well, no, that's fine.
Sorry, I just want to let you know.
Okay. I don't know where she went. Okay. Well, in any event, we'll leave it at that then. We'll wrap it up on this note and saying that.
Sorry, I don't mean to end it early. I kind of get nudged out the door by my fiance.
Yeah, I know. Well, tell her we appreciate her loaning you to us for the time that you gave.
I will, absolutely.
So, everyone that didn't get to talk to Mark, he'll be back. Trust me, he will. And again, let's praise him on the work that he's done. And Mark, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great to call in and great to get to talk to you again.
All right, Mark, you have a great night, okay? Tell her I said thank
All right.
you.
I will. Thank you so much, Joanne.
All right, sweetheart. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Okay, bye. Okay, Mark had to go because the lovely fiance is nudging him out the door, which is all fine because, you know, when your girlfriend wants you to do something, your fiance, man, woman, whatever, you got to go do it. I mean, we need to be thankful for the fact that he called in when he did. So, again, thank you to Mark Lawson. And everyone, please make sure you come back on Monday for Ohene Cornelius. If you don't know who he is on my Facebook page, and I did post a link to his page. He's an amazing singer. He's been in tons and tons of television shows. Come out and show some love. Open up your eyes and open up your ears to new experiences. There's other things out there than soaps. I know we don't want to move out of that bubble, but there is. And then jumping back into soaps, we will be having Lisa LoCicero on the show on the 23rd. So I know that you'll all be stopping by for that. That'll definitely be. And hopefully my chat will be up and running because I honestly have no idea what the problem is. It's a malfunction. It has nothing to do with Blog Talk. It's my computer, which, you know, I'm not really too surprised about. But in any event, Mark is always a great guest. And, again, I just want to say thank you to him for coming on and chatting with us. And I'm sorry I couldn't get into the chat to find out what all you were talking about because, really, there wasn't really nobody on Twitter. And, oh, well. I guess until Monday, we are going to go off the air and have a great night.